Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
Now, we're a few weeks into Lent at the moment. And when I was reading my Bible during the week, this scripture that I shared during our heartbeat stood out to me that actually made me think a bit about this time of Lent where we give alms, which is where we give either money or we give goods to people who are in need. And we're going to chat a bit more about that today. And the scripture was where Jesus heals two blind men. He's walking along the road and two people like shout out to him, "Lord, would you have mercy on us?" And the crowd actually tells them to be quiet, like doesn't want them shouting out. But Jesus goes over and says, you know, "What can I do for you?" And they say, "Lord, let our eyes be opened." And then the verse that I shared that really stood out to me was when it said, "Moved with compassion, Jesus touched their eyes. Immediately they regained their sight and followed him." That's in Matthew 20, verse 34. And it was that part that it says, "Moved with compassion," that Jesus was moved with compassion. It made me think, am I moved with compassion? You know, when people are asking for help, am I moved with compassion or is my heart too hard to not be moved?
I guess it depends what you see. It depends on who you are. Like you're saying, yes, is my heart hard? So is my heart open to seeing someone in need? Because sometimes we think, oh, no, you've just got to sign up because you want some money because you're going to buy drugs or something. You know, like our mind can go that way instead of thinking, this is a homeless person who really is in need. And am I full of compassion for them? So will I give? So, and it's not just this time of the year. Would God not put time, put places sometimes where we are, where he wants us for our heart to be filled with compassion to give? And it's above our normal giving to God. It's above our normal, say, tithing to the church or what we sign up to say we're going to give every week to our church. To not only help them maintain the church, but also for evangelization or for the priests to continue, the pastors to continue in sharing the gospel with us. Because the money's used in many different ways. It's over and above that. And I'd see something on TV and it can be, you know, as we've many times seen where there's a drought in Africa and they say, would you give money so they can build wells for the water? And so I'm filled with compassion with the sights of the children, with, you know, those ones where the flies are all over their face and they've got a little bowl of food and their stomach is all bloated because they don't have enough. I'm filled with compassion. But like, am I filled with compassion when I see my elderly next door neighbour trying to carry the meagre few groceries they've even got in a bag from, because they might sometimes not even walk, they haven't even driven to the shops, they're walking from the shops home. Am I driven by compassion to go, why don't I drive them home? Can I lift that and carry them for them? Because they seem to be stumbling. Like there's so many ways that we can help people.
It made me think because during Lent we focus on the three things we really focus on during this season are prayer, fasting and what's called almsgiving, what we're talking about now. And you made a comment just before about like, am I moved with compassion? You said, well, it depends on who you are. And this time of the year, the reason we do those three things is so that our hearts are transformed to be like God, so we become more like him, and that's who we want to be. Like, that's...
But we don't just want to do it during the Lenten season.
But the beauty of this season is there's a time almost where we can every year put in some more effort, I suppose.
Yes, focus
to refocus
more.
Yes, on yes. that. And the giving of alms, because I think it can be easy to just put money aside and we can just do it without it having connected to our heart. But this is a time where when we're doing that, when we're doing the extra, as you say, almost like we can say to God as we're doing it, God, would you transform my heart as I do this? Like, the practice is not there just to do a practice. It's there to have our hearts transformed.
Yes.
Yeah. It's about being changed.
Transformative action sort of thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, it made me think then, because God says, do you see your neighbour and you give him one of your coats?
Mm.
But do you see your neighbour, instead of just going to your closet, and when I say neighbour, it doesn't have to be your next door neighbour, going to your closet and going through your clothes and getting away all the stuff that you don't wear.
Mm.
Have you thought of going there and going, that's my favourite coat, I'm going to give it away so that
that's
someone
it.
Could have.
Would you give your favourite?
That's, yeah.
Yeah.
You give away your leftovers.
Mm.
But would you, it doesn't, this is totally different. Yeah. It's a way of, would you give away what you even like so that others could have?
Because it gives, that's a deeper, it's a harder thing to do.
Because God says, you know, if someone says, would you walk a mile with me? He says, walk two.
Mm.
So it's like going that extra above and beyond, not even what you are being asked for or of.
Mm.
We get asked all the time, give away your, you know, clothes that you don't wear, and it's not just recyclable, but it's for those in need. But do we give away what is already good for us to make it better for someone else?
Mm. Yeah, it's a new perspective on something. Like you said before, that word leftovers. Often I probably give my leftovers, like, rather than actually something I want,
Would we go to the shop and buy a roast and cook the roast up and give it away, and we would sit and eat crackers and cheese so someone else could have?
Yeah.
Would we do that?
Mm. Yeah.
And again, has God asked us to do that?
Mm. Mm.
And I think there's times when God does, even for those who cannot afford very much.
Mm.
You know, he praised the woman who gave the coins, all that she had, to the church, into the temple offering. But God must have inspired her to do that and asked it of her, because God asks different things of different people.
Mm.
What's he asked of us?
Yeah. And so if we're going to be moved with compassion like Jesus is moved, we first need him to transform our hearts to be able to do something.
It comes always back to God.
Mm.
It's God moving in our hearts, moving in our lives,
yeah.
transforming us.
Mm.
We're becoming actual Christ followers.
Because I know in our parish for many years we've done Project Compassion, where you get a box at the beginning of Lent and you put money in it during Lent, and then you bring it back pretty much Palm Sunday or Easter Sunday, you bring it back to the church. And I was thinking, for our weekly challenge, I know we're a few weeks in already, but if you do put some coins into that, or if you have something similar wherever you live, that as you do it, that God, would you transform my heart as I give this away? Or as you do an action, like, it doesn't have to be the monetary, as you spend time with someone in need, God, would you transform my heart?
Well, the last few years, God has put on my heart, ladies all listening, men listening, who likes online shopping?
Mm.
I even sometimes do online shopping and I might not end up buying anything, but I've looked at things.
Yep.
And what I've done in the season of Lent is anything that I've done with online shopping – and I wanted to spend, say, $59 on a jacket or something, I've actually put $59 in the Project Compassion box.
Mm.
So at the end of the season of Lent, all this money that I was possibly going to spend on myself is now being put into for those in need.
Mm.
And it's amazing. I know people say, well, you know, give up the cup of coffee that you might buy every day or few days or whatever you do for the whole season of Lent, and that's what you give. The only thing is I don't buy a cup of coffee. I think I'll just bring one from home.
Yep.
So I've done it another way. What do I spend on myself that I don't really need or can – I don't need. I really don't need in this season that I can go, I'm not going to, but the money I was going to spend, I'll actually give away. And I'm not saying that you can do that. That's just something that God's put on my heart to do. And, you know, I guess I can boast to myself, wow, I'm quite proud of myself. Look how much I've got to give to the Project Compassion people at the end. When I say Project Compassion, wherever you feel God leads you to give. Because it's almsgiving. It's above and beyond what I would give every week to my church anyway.
Yep. So that's the weekly challenge, that you would ask for that heart transformation, that your heart would be moved with compassion.
And where? What does God want you to do? Again, it's not necessarily money. It can be time. It could be the action of love and effort that you put in to something or someone.
Be different for each one of us.
Yeah.
So we hope that you've enjoyed that chat this week. We hope that that has really blessed you. Maybe it's continuing to challenge you this Lent. And we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.